Hello, lovelies. This is Edie.
And this is Al.
And this is the New Lesbian Podcast.
Episode 16.
All right. Hi, everybody. We are back. And it has been, I feel, like over a year?
Yes.
Probably since we recorded last.
That is correct.
Yeah. So, hi, everyone. A lot's happened, kind
yeah.
of.
Yeah.
Since we were last here.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I don't know. Where do we want to start? Update everybody.
Well, I think the first thing is to let everyone know that we are still together.
Hooray. Yeah. Yes. We are still together.
And I think the biggest news is that we moved in together.
Mm-hmm.
Again.
Yeah. Again.
Part
Take
two.
Take two.
And yeah. It's been great.
Yeah. We moved in together almost a year ago.
Oh my gosh. That's so weird.
Yes. Yeah. And here we are.
Us and our menagerie of animals.
Yeah. And there's probably a dog snoring in the background of this. So enjoy.
Yes.
Yeah. So we are back to update everyone on kind of where we are in our lives. And we have an exciting announcement and some updates about a listener that are pretty exciting. And there's something that I heard about from a friend that I think is an interesting topic to explore in terms of queerness and the gender binary and things like that. So
yeah, it's an interesting conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm still not sure where exactly I land on it. So I think.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to talk it out.
Yeah.
So we moved in together. We're doing well. I would say that this round of our relationship has been significantly healthier.
Yes.
Would you agree?
Yes. And I think we are both putting in a lot of time and work and positive things into our relationship. And that's been very helpful.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been doing a lot of things to make sure that we're still on the same page because life can be crazy.
Yeah.
Especially for you because you still have 17 jobs.
I have two. Just two.
Yeah. But they're intense and, you know, life is crazy. So we've been spending a lot of time trying to stay connected and we've been doing...
Be very intentional about
yeah,
that.
Yeah. And I think I've really enjoyed and am enjoying living with you.
Me too.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Also, a key thing, which could be a bit controversial, is we both have our own rooms.
Yes, we do. Yes, we
which
do.
Which is an interesting thing to talk about.
Yeah, we actually should talk about that because one of my, a few of my friends actually brought it up kind of out of the blue a few weeks ago because I had told them that we have our own rooms. And
really?
Yeah.
Well, you didn't tell me this.
Oh, well, and the reaction to it was, oh my God, really? Wow, that sounds amazing. And I kind of, it was
How did
kind
it
of like
come
a
up?
Jealousy thing. We were just, I think we were talking about the dynamic of having to figure out like when you're going to go to sleep and when you're going to have sex and how I was saying how, well, for us, it's like very intentional and like, we know that there are nights when we're not going to do that because we know we need to sleep. And like, it was a conversation about like, whether the couple agrees to prioritize sleep. I think that was what we're talking about. And so we, which I think we learned from our last go-round, have realized that we need our own spaces.
Yes.
And we need nights apart. Because at least for me, like, if I don't sleep and if I'm not sleeping enough and if I don't know that I can, like, wind down and just go to bed in the middle of my weekday, things are not good for me.
No, and
it's not good for our relationship, actually.
Your hours are such that you need your own wind down time. Because by the time you're home some nights, I'm already about asleep.
Right.
But we actually have a friend who is in a situation now where her sort of girlfriend prioritizes sleep more than she does. And it's something that is a little bit of a problem. So I think we're lucky in that way that we both know that we need our own sleep and our own time.
Yeah.
We have our own closets. We have our own places where we get ready.
Yeah.
Which is also kind of nice because I I don't know if I've told you this, but I like when we're getting ready for a date and I don't know what you're going to wear.
Yeah.
And then you come out and I'm like, oh, there you are.
Yeah.
You
know? It is really nice, I think.
But I think I felt a little defensive about it when we've shown people our homes. And when I've said, this is my room and then this is Edie's room, and I get weird about it. Mm-hmm. And one of our friends said, you know, it's not weird. Like, you have your own...
Yeah, I think we're actually kind of living the dream, honestly. Like, the friends that I was talking to about it were jealous.
Are they with men?
Well, yes, also they're with men. But they were very jealous of our situation. And so I think I felt a little bit defensive about it at first, too, because there is that kind of, I think, dumb societal idea that if you're not sleeping in the same room, that your relationship is falling apart. But then there also is a lot of research, and we've probably talked about this before, that if you're not sleeping well, then your relationship will suffer because you're suffering. And then there can be, like, resentment because you're not sleeping well, possibly because of your partner.
Well,
and, like,
because I, for a long time, snored.
Yeah.
And I've snored less recently.
Yeah.
Because of some lifestyle changes.
Yes.
And we've been sleeping together more. Mm-hmm. But I do also think it's great when you can miss the other person, because when you're living together, you see each other.
Yeah.
And you need some time. There needs to be some mystery.
Right. Exactly. And we, I think that an issue we had before was that we did not actually get to miss each other enough.
No.
And that
was no mystery.
Like, literally not at all.
No.
And so I think it's been really, really nice for us to
we're lucky.
Have space.
We are very lucky that we get to have the space.
But
I think I would be interested to hear other people's opinions, if anyone else does this too.
Yeah, or if anyone else wishes they could but feel like they can't admit it to their partner, even, that they want.
Because I can imagine that could be a touchy, testy.
Well, it was touchy for us. I mean, even
I had a hard time with it.
Like, we
first.
Both agreed about it, and still you had some feelings.
I think I still have
once we were actually doing it.
I still feel badly sometimes that it's mostly your room that we sleep in, because my room also houses my demon of a cat.
Yes.
And you are allergic. So that's another reason sometimes I want to cuddle with my
But why does it make you feel bad?
Because it's always
your
room.
Like, my solution.
Yeah, but you don't get to...
I also have a bigger bed.
That's true.
Yeah, and I have a TV.
Yeah.
What I'm saying,
I guess,
is my room is better.
we decided you would get the nicer room because...
Well, you, my lovely girlfriend, gave me the nicer room.
I'm a nice person.
Yeah.
But I, overall, I think we're so much happier here.
Yeah.
And we will never go back to a tiny apartment.
No. We have too much stuff, and we
too
have
many
too
animals.
Many animals, and we need our own space too much. And, like, we're both kind of introverted.
Yes.
We both do value our sleep.
Oh, my gosh,
And we have finally, I would say maybe after 6 months of living together again, we started to really feel like, you know what? It's okay. Like, I'm not feeling personally insulted.
No.
That we need to have the night apart.
No.
And it's really nice.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
I think those are our main life updates.
Yeah.
Relationship. Wise.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, yeah, basically we're doing pretty well. We talk about stuff and we're doing good.
Dare I say happy?
I think we are happy.
Which is really
nice. How crazy.
But can you tell them what the big surprise is?
What surprise?
The announcement.
Oh, well, so the big announcement, and I have to say, part of why we're recording today, because, I mean, it's been a long time. But part of what motivated me to want to record is that my book is finally coming out in less than a month.
Woo-hoo!
If you follow me on Twitter, you've seen this. But yes, I'm finally going to be releasing my memoir, Married, Divorced, and Gay by 30, on June 1st. You know, so I thought, you know, Pride Month coming out, my book is coming out, get it?
You know, I see what you did there.
Thank you.
Very nice.
So it's finally going to come out on June 1st on Amazon. You can pre-order it now. Just search for my name, Edie Wyatt, on Amazon. And I'm really excited about it because I actually have written a lot of new material for it, which I was not planning to do because I was being lazy about it. But
let's maybe not be so mean.
No.
You don't have time.
Well, but the thing is, I have had the time, like, in the past month when I, like, realized I needed to make it better.
But
you
thanks
know?
To some lovely beta readers.
Exactly. I had some really great beta readers who were listeners to the podcast / readers of the blog. And they gave me some really useful feedback that I knew I was going to get, but also kind of didn't want to get, that I needed to flesh it out more. And that I needed to, because initially it was basically just going to be like, I had a blog before New Lesbian that was going, that like is kind of the first part of the book. And I was like, well, no one's read this stuff before, so that's enough. Like, I don't have to add anything else. Like, great. But I, you know, and I did spend a lot of time like editing down all of the blog posts. And I mean, it's been like 5 years that I've been working on this, but.
Cause it's hard to do. It's hard to look back and you are so different now. Than
Like I was such a mess. It was really hard to like go back and look at all that old stuff and like edit it and try to make sure it was consistent and make sure it wasn't too obvious what it was talking about and things like that. I did spend a lot of time working on it, even without writing anything else. And I was like, well, I've done a lot of work on this, so this is enough work. But then I had a sneaking suspicion that I probably needed to fill in some gaps, because the weird thing is that when I was writing the blog posts live, like as things were happening, there were times that stuff was too painful to write about, and so I wouldn't write about it. And then would just kind of like, you know, reference things off the cuff later on. And so there were some big holes in the story that were pretty pivotal. You know, like I didn't really address what happened with the girl that I, that like kind of was the start of me realizing I was gay. Like I didn't actually write about that. Like I never talked about it.
And
it
unless
just, like,
you
I just stopped writing about it.
And I know all the gaps. So I know you've spoken to me at length, but I do think it's important to talk about.
Yeah. Cause that stuff is so key to where I am now and to like what my process was. But like at the time it was too hard to write about. And like, I was talking to my friends about it and stuff. So it's like,
why
I didn't
would
need
you
write
about
it because I was processing it, you know, kind of live with people. And then I also didn't write much about us when I was blogging because, again, I was talking to friends about it. And I also was, as you guys will see in the book, once I once you get to read this new content, I didn't write about Elle because it felt a little too precious and like sacred in some way. And I was scared to write about it. Like I didn't. And I also was struggling with the fact that I knew something important was happening between us, and I, so I didn't write about it, you know? And it was much easier to write about, like, the bullshit happening with Kate and all the other, like, it was, all the bullshit was super easy to write about and vent about and, like, you know,
and it's also
and
exciting to
just,
write
like,
about dating.
About, but, like, the real thing that was happening with us in the background just felt too precious. So
and
I didn't
have foundation.
Yeah. But so the good news is I have now written about it a little bit. And so there's going to be actual new content for you guys to read and find out about, like kind of what was going on between me and Elle, as we started our relationship. And I included some writing about, and this stuff has been on the blog, but it won't be soon. So you got to buy the book. Some you see what I did there?
Businesswoman.
That's right. So I wrote, I'm including some stuff about like how I've dealt with feeling like an outsider in so many ways in terms of being gay, being black, being loud, being broke. I talk about being broke and kind of what happened around that for me. I talk about some stuff with my family, which again, some of it's been on the blog, but it's kind of been sporadic. So this will be a nice organized way to basically read my entire weird, messy story. And I'm really excited for you guys to read it. And it'll be out June 1st. So feel free to order it now.
How much is it?
I don't remember.
I want to say it's like $7.99.
I think it's $5 or $6.99. And I promise you it's worth the price because I am actually writing new content for you guys. And this has been a labor of love and it's taken a really long time. And so those of you who've already written that you are excited about it and are looking forward to reading it and want to support me, I really appreciate it. And yeah, I'm not really doing this for money. I'm really doing it because I want to share my story with a wider audience, but also it took so many hours of my life. So, you know, I feel
like
a great
writer. If there's
well, thanks, babe.
I really, when I think of you and your talents, I often think about how you have such a lovely and elegant way with words. And
well, thank you.
And in those blog posts, that's part of the reason why I really fell in love with you is because I think you gave me the URL.
Oh, this is also why I didn't write about Elle, because she was reading it.
And I am a major
which
snoop.
I had forgotten.
I'm a creeper, and I will, you know, I'm just a little bit, I'm a weirdo. So I read
That's
it.
That's what I love about you.
And yeah, you do. but you really are so good. And I think, I mean.
Well, thank you.
You are very talented, and I think, I hope that people will read your work, because I've seen her toiling, I mean, after her 70
many
hours,
guys, many, many hours.
But yeah, I'm really proud of you.
Well, thank you.
And the cover is real cute. So
yeah. And the cover I've had designed for like 7 years.
I know.
And so finally it can actually be on attached to
but
an actual
only,
book.
But it's only ebook, right?
Yes. It's only an ebook, partly because I would need to get like a back cover design done, and I don't really know how to do that. And I also feel like it's wasteful, even though I love real books.
Me too.
And I miss them. It just feels a little bit like a disservice to the planet right now to be creating more paper. So
not yet.
Yeah.
Maybe if there's a part two.
Yeah, I don't know about that. There might not
we'll
be. But yeah. So anyway, comes out June 1st. You can pre-order it on Amazon. Search for E. Wyatt on Amazon. And yeah.
So in other
Yay,
good
book.
News, other than the book,
mm-hmm.
we got an exciting update from one of our listeners.
Yes. So those of you who maybe listened to episode 15, where we talked about lesbian bed death.
Ugh.
Yeah. That terrible term that is not a real thing. If you have not heard that episode, you should go listen to it, because I think it's pretty good. And I think we really kind of bust some myths, which are bullshit, and that I think can really be damaging to, like, lesbians.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking, what's her name?
Dr. Pepper.
Pepper Schwartz. Boo.
Who is on Married at First Sight.
Yes.
And she is awful.
So problematic. So, anyway, we talk a lot about this in the last episode because a listener wrote in and asked us about, like, how to deal with issues that she was having with her partner, and they were having a hard time, like, having a sex life and stuff like that. So,
which happens.
Yeah, that definitely does happen. So if you're dealing with that, I would again encourage you to listen to episode 15. But so the listener messaged me on Instagram a few months ago and showed me a picture of the ring that she had given her girlfriend to propose, and they're getting married. They might be married by now, actually. It was a few months ago. So we just want to say congratulations to her, and we are just really proud of the two of you for working things out and making such an amazing, beautiful commitment to each other. So,
we are so happy for you.
I think we should take some credit for it. Where's our invite, actually, now that I think about it?
No, we can.
What if we went to their wedding? That'd be so great.
Then we would have to break our
confidence. We could go as our alter egos. So if you're listening and on, feel free, shoot me a message on Instagram.
You know what? We'd probably go.
I would love to go to that
like
wedding.
That.
Yeah, I would love
but
it.
But I love a good wedding.
I know. We need someone to get married.
I mean, we're not really into that for ourselves right now, but I would love to celebrate other people.
Yeah, celebrate someone's love.
Well,
so anyway, congratulations to them. Yeah.
Congrats.
Super great.
And you know what? Many years of happiness.
Yeah.
Because I feel like if you've done the foundation work,
you're good to
go. Weather the storm.
Yeah, exactly. Weather the seas of life.
Oh, that's nice. See, that's the writing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. So let's get into our topic.
Yeah.
I think you need to provide the background details because I'm a little fuzzy. It could be this skinny girl margarita. Not sponsored.
Not sponsored. All right. So I'll try to remember what happened, because this was a few months ago. I was a little drunk when I heard about this, but my friend was drunk telling me. I was like, a friend of mine from college has a friend also from college who I think maybe in college and after identified as bisexual is my guess, because I think she dated men while we were in college, but I mean, so did I. So I don't know.
Straight.
But she was not, she's not straight. She wasn't ever straight. She then started dating a woman, dated several women, then
post-college,
then was dating a woman who she was with, you know, they were like partners for a few years. This woman, though, the one that's a friend of a friend, is from a Southern religious family. And so I think there was always an issue with her dating women, with her family. So the woman she was dating, I think they got married. Yes, they got married, I think, while the girl, the friend of a friend was dating, was a woman. Mm-hmm. And then the friend of a friend's wife started to transition to be a man. So they now have a husband, and it's a trans man, and they identify now as straight people. They have, I want to say...
As a heterosexual couple.
Yes, they identify as a heterosexual straight couple. I think they have 3 or 4 kids, and they actually had been living in San Francisco, and then the wife transitioned to be a husband, to be a man, and their community in San Francisco, was upset with them and, basically pushed them out because they were denying their queerness. And then they moved somewhere in the Midwest or something and are now living as a heterosexual straight couple. So I have many feelings about this and think that it is ridiculous and bad. So that's my opinion.
I mean, my hot take is, if you think about what it means to be trans, mm-hmm. okay, here's my hot take.
All right.
I think they were maybe always a heterosexual couple. If the trans man,
mm-hmm.
who is a man, because
yes.
to be trans, you are, that is your identity. You yeah. are a man.
Right. Attracted to women, which is
attracted
a straight
to women.
Man.
Yes. Now, so for
but what
him.
What about the friend of a friend?
So
though?
here's the thing.
Yeah.
For him, I understand why they identify as heterosexual. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
However,
okay, fair.
However,
what about her?
I don't understand her.
Right.
But I don't necessarily think it's appropriate for people to drive them out.
No, that's not okay either.
Because what does that mean about the trans community when you think about it?
No, it wasn't the trans, it was the queer community.
I understand. But that means that to be trans,
community.
You have to be queer?
But see, what I got from this, and this is all hearsay, of course, but what I took from my friend's recounting of this is that this couple was like, we're not queer.
But maybe they're not.
Yeah. But
and this is
what
where
is
I think,
that?
Because I think sometimes when you have the LGBTQ,
yeah.
maybe the T needs to be reconsidered sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm actually surprised that this is what's coming out of my mouth, because originally when I heard this, I was incensed.
Yeah, you were.
But when you think about what it means to be trans, if
yes,
someone told
true.
Me, you...
It doesn't mean you're queer.
If
in terms of
it doesn't
not
mean
being
you're queer.
Not being attracted to the opposite sex.
It means you're non, you know, means you're not
cis.
Yes.
But that's really it.
Does that mean you're queer?
No. I mean, that's absolutely
and
right.
Here's the thing. I would really love to know if they had had conversations when they were dating
mm-hmm.
before the husband transitioned.
Yeah.
But I do think the tough part for me is the moving back to be in the religious.
Yeah. I don't think they actually moved back to her hometown or anything, but they basically, it's like... And here's I guess the part where I have some empathy is that it seems like maybe some of this was about them wanting to be accepted by their family, and maybe even subconsciously this was their way. They feel like, yes, we're a straight couple, we're heterosexual, and they believe it. But it's because they want to be able to feel comfortable with their families or fit in or whatever. Maybe that's what it is, which is actually very sad if that's the case. But then it's for me, some of queerness is political.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really find it hard to wrap my mind around how a queer woman could feel okay with just shunning that part of herself and just, yeah.
Is it a safety thing?
Just turning her back from it. But then I'm trying to think about, the opposite. As a straight person, shunning that and being a queer person, I guess maybe it's possible that she, but I don't know. Is that really a thing? That you're queer and then you're straight?
Yeah. I do think it's possible.
I mean, because it's possible to go the other direction, so.
Because I do believe more than anything that everything is on that spectrum.
Of course.
And I even have talked on this podcast about how sometimes I'm uncomfortable with being labeled gay, lesbian. Because the term that feels right for me is queer, because I very firmly believe that I fell in love with you as an individual. I mean,
well, you are stunning. With women and attracted to women before.
Yes, but I do think that I love you as a person more than I love you as a body.
As a woman.
As a woman.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that I could have been with a man. So I have a difficult time just labeling myself. And I think a lot of other people do too.
Yeah, which is fine. And I totally get that. And I guess, yeah, I mean, I guess we do have to think of it as, well, if someone can be straight and then be gay, then I guess someone can be gay or queer and then be straight.
I think
I guess so. It's the first I've heard of it.
But not for me.
Really?
Yeah, I've heard of it many times.
All right. But I guess just like, yeah, I don't know. It feels like it's the easy way a little bit, which maybe is unfair for me to say, but that's it. It feels like that a little bit to me. But of course, also, we don't know really what happened with these people, because I don't even know.
I think at the time when we heard about this, we were kind of, we thought kind of like, fuck you, because like, you're living in San Francisco. How dare you, to a group of people who are fighting for their rights and to be considered equal citizens in the world, how could you say, well, we're straight now? And I think they probably could have done it in a way that was a bit more, I don't know, maybe they lacked subtlety.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, I think that all people are different.
Yeah.
And I wonder if they... I can't help but think that maybe they always thought of each other as straight.
I mean, that's actually a really good point. It is. So, I don't know. So, any of you out there have any thoughts on this? I think we'd love to hear your thoughts and maybe have a follow-up episode, you know, in 6 months about...
let's say 3 months.
No, that's a joke. That's a joke. But yeah, I would love to hear people's opinions on this, because even as we talked about it, I now feel like I don't know what I think. So yeah, if you have any thoughts, you can tweet at me or Elle.
Don't tweet at me. Handles. I don't do Twitter. I don't understand it. Okay. I feel like most people who follow me are just like robots.
Okay. So tweet at me or find me on Instagram, and I'll give that information later. Yeah. But yeah, we'd love to hear what you guys think, or you can email me as well. So yeah, so that's a thing that apparently is a thing.
Yeah.
So. So I think it's time for... everyone's favorite segment.
Nobody's favorite.
Everyone's favorite.
This is where they turn off.
It's time for Who Would You Do?
You're very cute, but I'm also embarrassed.
that's fine. So what edition is this, my dear?
Sound of Music.
No! That'd be really fucking funny. No. Today is the Killing Eve edition. So if you're not watching Killing Eve, like, where have you been? What kind of queer person are you? You need to be watching Killing Eve.
That's not nice.
I do not take it back. You need to watch Killing Eve. It's so fucking good. It's in the second season now. It stars Sandra Oh and some woman whose name I have never known and never should. Well, that's the character name. It's so good. The first season's on Hulu. The second season is being released right now on BBC America. It is so good. Yeah. You have to watch it.
Yeah.
So I guess we need to go through, like, who are even the characters that we would be choosing from?
Anyone.
There? Well, but we should list them for people who don't know about the show.
Well, I don't have that pulled up.
Well, I'm saying we can think about it right now.
Okay. There's so, Eve.
Eve, who's the main character, is played by Sandra Oh. Villanelle, who's the crazy assassin.
If you know anyone else's names, I'll be very impressed with you.
There's Kenny, who is Carolyn. So Carolyn is like the head of Eve's MI6 division. Kenny is her son. I'm going to call him Marcus because that's his name in Discovery of Witches. But the actor who plays Marcus in Discovery of Witches, which is also a great show, is one of the investigators. And there's the black woman who was on Sherlock.
Yep.
Don't know her name.
Or she's in every procedural on British television.
Then there's husband. Constantine, who's Villanelle's handler.
Yeah.
Eve's husband. Raymond.
Raymond.
Another handler.
Wow, you really know a lot of names.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's enough.
All right. So I'm going to pose this question to you. Who would you do?
So I already know what you're going to say.
Who do you think?
You're going to say Sandra Oh.
No.
No?
No.
Wow.
My answer will actually not surprise you when you hear it. So please tell me who would you do?
Well, I'm going to pick Villanelle, the psycho assassin.
Okay.
I don't think should surprise anyone, really.
Okay. You want to know what mine is?
Do you not want to know my reasons? You're not interested in my reasons?
She's a white blonde girl.
No, that's actually not the only reason. I mean, yes, that is my type for sure. Because, but also, she's actually too skinny for me, to be honest.
She's a good face,
But, you know, I've embraced my power bottomness, and she definitely is a top. And so, you know, that'd be kind of fun.
Are you into stabbing play?
No. I would have to, like, make sure to set some really clear boundaries with her, because she definitely seems like someone who would like blood play, you know, things like that, which I'm not into.
She'd just fuck you on your period.
Oh, okay.
Which you would never allow. That would be a workaround.
No. Maybe for her. I don't know. So that's my pick. So who's yours? Kenny.
No. It's Raymond. No, just kidding. My pick is, and this is an actual answer, okay? Because this is what I consider sex to be.
Okay.
I want to see Eve and Villanelle fuck each other, and I can do my own thing in the corner.
That actually is a good answer.
Because you know what? If I'm tired that day.
Well, I mean, I think.
And I also want to film it.
Okay.
You could be there,
Kinky.
Too.
Kinky. I don't know if I want to.
I want to see them fuck.
All right.
That's my answer.
Well, okay.
You know
I think
what?
That's
my
a good answer.
It would be super hot. I only want you.
That's nice. That's not what I said at all.
She's like, I want to fuck all these people. No, it's okay. It's okay, I know.
Yeah.
I've gotten myself into.
Hey!
<Just kidding.
laughs>
So, yeah.
So, yeah. Okay, that was an easy one.
So do your Sound of Music to answer, Liesl. I pick Rolf.
I think
you pick Rolf too because of his little pantaloons.
I mean, Rolf is most my type.
Mother Superior.
I think I would probably pick Maria.
All right.
Would I? I don't know. I have to think about that one more. I'm not sure.
I pick the Nazis. I'm just kidding. No, I want to watch
Wait,
that movie.
Is Rolf the Nazi?
Rolf is Liesl. They do that.
He's the Nazi, 16. Though, right?
He is a Nazi.
Oh, okay.
Because he goes, Heil Hitler.
I was thinking of the blonde, tall brother. Friedrich?
Friedrich.
Yeah.
No, he's a minor.
No, not Friedrich then. The one right under Liesl. The brother Friedrich. Right under... Oh, okay.
And Liesl is 16. So, you
they
know,
also weren't actually
idea.
Children when they filmed that.
Yeah, that woman was like 29.
Exactly. Okay, so let's wrap it up.
Why? Let's keep talking about Sound of Music.
This is a lovely, tight 30 minutes.
Oh.
So, yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you for, in advance, supporting me in my little book. I hope you guys like it. And do you have anything you want to thank our listeners for?
Thank you for being a friend.
What is that thumping? Like, our neighbors are nightmares.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. What else? We haven't done this in a while.
Oh, actually, I have a question for you.
Me?
Don't. No.
Oh.
The listeners.
Okay.
Don't tweet me. But email, tweet, Edie. What do you want us to talk about?
Oh, yeah. What do you guys want to hear?
Or are you like, please stop? Because hate the sound of your voice.
Either version of feedback is acceptable. But yeah, what do you guys want to hear from us? I think I've asked that before, and some people want to hear about like our reactions to current events, our own life and relationship updates.
But if there's anything, or even like a news story that you want to react to,
yeah.
just let us know. Or like if you don't care, just that's fine too.
Because
we'll just keep talking about this cool shit.
Yeah.
All right.
So, cool. So right. How can you contact us? You can email me at ediewyatt@gmail.com. You can find me on Twitter at @edie_wyatt. Or you can find me on Instagram. It's a very poorly managed Instagram. I'm sorry, I'm not on Instagram, but I'm trying. Edie_Wyatt_new_lesbian. And so those are all the different ways that you can contact me. Apparently, Elle does not want to be contacted. I mean, so you can also find her on Twitter at new_Elle.
Listen, I check it once every month. And then I'm, like, shocked at how many, like, robots tweet me to go kill myself.
What? No, I'm just kidding. Oh, my God.
And sometimes I get into Twitter fights with, like, people. I'm a little bit of a troll on that account. Not really anymore. Only during award shows.
Right. So go follow her. It's super fun. All right. Thanks, guys, for listening. Thanks for still hanging in there when we are so terribly sporadic with these episodes. And we love you guys, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Bye. Bye.
This is Edie. How's it going?
All you had to say was, hello, lovely, this is Edie.
Okay, I can do that. All right. Ah! Is it playing through this?
Yeah.
Okay, none of this is happening the way it should be happening.